2 minutes to 3 o'clock. You're listening to Five Live, coming to you from the Paralympics. There's an expression that we've heard a lot while we've been out here, and that's elite athletes, and we've been watching a lot of them over the last couple of days. It does beg the question, though, how do you get to be an elite Paralympian? What's on offer at your local club? What's on offer at your local sports centre? Where do you go if you are disabled? You just want to get involved in some kind of sport at a more competitive level. Well, now, that looks like Adia Dapitan, our world-famous basketball player who's joined us. Hello, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming along.
No worries.
Stuart Hughes, who's a journalist, and we've spoken before. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Simon.
You had your lower leg amputated after you stepped on a landmine in Iraq.
That's right, last year, about 15 months ago.
And Kaz Walton, a former Paralympian and the Games technical advisor. Hello, Kaz.
Hi.
So technical advisor being what?
Covers a multitude of sins, really. In theory, I'm supposed to have a knowledge of a multitude of sports. And
you mean you haven't?
Well, I wouldn't like to be immodest, I think.
You have. You wouldn't get to be technical director if you didn't. Stuart, now, you're interested in exploring the possibility of competing, but you're kind of new to this world. What's your sport?
Well, I'm open to suggestions, Simon. One of the things you find, or one of the things I found when I lost my leg, is that suddenly, even if you weren't in the slightest bit interested in sport beforehand, suddenly everybody expects you to run marathons and do triathlons as though that's the only way that you can overcome what you've been through. And if I got a pound for every time somebody had suggested I take part in competitive sport after losing my leg, I'd be a rich man. But I've been cycling to and from the press centre here in Athens through the heavy Athens traffic, and so I think if I were to go down the competitive route, it would be something on two wheels.
Right, okay, which has narrowed it down a little bit. Now, you've been talking to the performance director, Ken Kelly, and let's hear what advice he had to offer.
Ken, I'm a baloney amputee. Physically, how much of a disadvantage am I at compared to able-bodied athletes?
I think it would be wrong for me to say that you weren't at a disadvantage. Obviously, people that have full use of lower or upper limbs are able to compete and run faster times. I think the interesting thing, though, is now that the Games have shown that people with the type of disability that you've described actually can now produce very creditable performances in a range of events.
I'm a little bit out of shape. How would you turn somebody like me into a world-class Paralympian?
The process is exactly the same in terms of training regimes, then being structured and designed to produce the type of strength and conditioning that you would need for the particular event that you choose. The days have gone now where people enthused by the Paralympic Games feel that in 4 years' time that I'll be there and competing. It doesn't come without a lot of pain, sweat and tears these days simply because the standards have moved on.
Is that putting some people with disabilities off? Maybe a few years ago they would have thought, oh, I'll get involved in sport because it'll help me along the way and it'll get me fit. Is the fact that it's now an elite sport putting some people off?
I think if people are considering elite sport and they're put off by the rising standards, then maybe elite sport's not for them.
Do you find that for some people who've had accidents or were involved with sport beforehand and become disabled, that sport gives them a focus that really plays an important role in helping them get back to normal and get back into life?
I think yes. We have a number of athletes in our team, and I'm sure it's across all the other countries here, that the route into Paralympic sport has often been through trauma rather than anything being genetic. And it can provide a refocus to somebody's life. But as I say, in Paralympic sport, it's something that it creates an initial focus for somebody to become involved in. But then it's just the same for any other athlete, sheer hard work and determination.
And I suppose that focus is going back to the original ethos of why the Paralympics were set up in Stoke Mandeville in the 1940s.
That's right, to rehab people from the Second World War initially, wheelchair athletes. But as I say, it's now something that whilst, for whatever reason people come into the sport, once they're in here, it's no different to any other sport. It's hard work, determination, dedication, otherwise to achieve now without those particular traits within your makeup would become almost impossible.
You can see what I'm about. What do you reckon, Beijing 2008?
We'll give it a go.
Is that a serious suggestion?
Actually, having talked to Ken Kelly there, the performance director, and having been here throughout the Paralympics, you do realise just how serious the athletes are, people like Addy and all people on every team. This isn't something you can just wake up one morning and say, right, I'm going to become a Paralympian. I met America's fastest amputee athlete, Marlon Shirley, a couple of days ago. He's running 100 metres in 10.97 seconds. Now, you don't run those sort of speeds whether you're an amputee or whether you've got both feet without putting a lot of hard work in. So, as I said before, I was never the greatest sportsman in the world, even with 2 feet. So I think having spent a bit of time here in the Paralympics, I've realised just what's involved. But that's not to say that the people haven't been encouraging. Everywhere you go, people are wanting to share their experience and get people involved in sport. It's a great thing.
I get the feeling, Cass, that things have changed, that certainly standards are a lot higher. Was there a time when someone like Stuart could just think, OK, I'm going to become a disabled sportsman and I'm going to compete and would be able to do it to a pretty decent standard?
Yeah, I think when the games first started, it was a lot easier to get into the team. But the downside of that was that you had to do at least 4 or 5 different sports in order to be selected, because the money wasn't there to send people who were good enough in just one sport. But having said that, there were much fewer countries competing, far fewer competitors. It was a lot easier to get into the games. Nowadays, it takes a good deal more. It's as hard to get into our Paralympic Games with the standards as it is for an able-bodied athlete to get into the Olympics.
Addy, how did you get involved originally?
I got involved originally by some physiotherapists, and they spotted me in my school. I was in a mainstream school. I was kind of lost in the system, but they read about me in the newspaper when I attempted to do a 9-mile walk for charity, and injured myself big time trying to do it on calipers. And they also spotted me being dashed about the streets in a Tesco shopping trolley by my mates, and found out which school I was going to and decided that they'd try and recruit me for their wheelchair basketball team.
The Tesco shopping trolley, it's a whole new discipline.
I'm telling you, it's a new sport, elite level one. The wheels didn't run quite as well as the wheelchair wheels, but no, they approached me and asked me to go to Stoke Mandeville, and initially I was very sceptical because I used to walk about on calipers, and getting into a wheelchair I thought was it felt to me like it was a step down and it was going to open me up to a lot of stigma at school. You know, I was at school, at a mainstream school, and I didn't want anybody to see me as any different from the other kids. And when I went to Stoke Mandeville to the junior games and saw the athletes there, initially I was quite surprised, taken aback at seeing so many athletes. But then when I saw the Great Britain wheelchair basketball players training, that inspired me, because I saw their chairs they had were cool. These guys were playing the sport at a high level, and I thought to myself, this is a chance for me to actually compete at a high level, on an equal level with people, because I'd been competing at school as a disabled kid trying to compete with able-bodied kids.
Yeah, we'll do some more on this in just a moment. Let's take some travel.